Let's get some golf talk in. Time to chat with Adam Stanley. Sir, how are you?
Doing pretty well. How are you, man?
It's been smoking hot out here, like 30 plus for a while here.
Is it?
Almost too hot to golf. Almost.
It is mid-August brisk here in Ottawa today. It was, I wasn't ready for it. I was pretty cold.
All right. Well, I don't like hearing that. We'll send some heat your way. Deal?
I'll take it. Yeah.
Send us one of those Canadian Tour events, RBC Canadian Open. We'll give you some heat. Deal.
Sounds like a fair deal to me.
Yeah, it's a long-standing Western Canadian gripe. It's like, yes, we like having events in this country. There is another half of it that has people living in it that like golf a lot.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's move along. Northern Trust tees off tomorrow. Give us a little peek at the field and the storylines here.
Yeah, I mean, it's already the beginning of the FedEx Cup playoffs. We've kind of reached that point in the season as we kind of accelerated things after the big break in the middle due to COVID-19. So we've got our four Canadians in the field, at least for this very first playoff event, with 125 guys pegging it this week at TPC Boston. It'll get chopped pretty much in half to 70 for the week after that, and then to 30 for the Tour Championship. So, all the guys for right now look pretty good to make it into next week. Nick Taylor's 37th, Corey Connors and Mackenzie Hughes are kind of in the mid-50s, and Adam Hadwin is in the mid-40s on the FedEx Cup standing for right now. But they all need at least one, maybe not two, but definitely one really, really good week to get them into that top 30. But, you know, these guys have been playing really good golf since the break, or since they've come back from the break, so look for them to hopefully have another good week this week. Tiger Woods is back as well after the PGA Championship. Colin Morikawa, who won the PGA, is back as well after taking last week off. And I think the bigger news, out of everything that's been going on so far, is that Brooks Koepka just announced that his season is done. He withdrew from the event this week due to some injuries that have been lingering and nagging over the last little while. Has not had a very good season. He was 97th on the FedEx Cup standings coming into the week, and he will not play the next couple weeks and take a good chunk of time off. We'll likely see him at the U.S. Open in about 6 weeks' time. So no Brooks Koepka this week, but all 125 of the other guys who are tops on tour this year are teeing it up this week in Boston.
What's been bothering Koepka? He's been sort of I don't really practice or care much for regular tour events. I'll see at the majors, but at the PGA Championship, Sunday unraveled what looked like it was a pretty good tournament for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually the guy showing up at major championships. I mean, he's had such a poor season up to this point, played pretty well at the WGC, and then, like you said, was kind of right there on Sunday at the PGA and then basically unraveled. And what has been bothering him is kind of knee and hip. So kind of a lower body injury, if I can borrow some hockey parlance here. But, he did have some surgery. I believe it was the off season, sort of last off season. He just has never been 100% this season. I mean, this is a guy who very clearly takes it pretty seriously in the gym. He hasn't really alluded to how he ended up getting hurt, but this is a true athlete. He's not just a golfer. He's an athlete. And sometimes the body breaks down and we're kind of bearing witness to that right now. So to be frank, with the U.S. Open still coming up, the Masters still coming up pretty close to one another later on this season, and then the calendar will turn and fingers crossed we'll play all four majors in a pretty good chunk of time next season as well. He kind of decided, listen, it's not worth it right now to continue. So he'll shut it down, take the time to rest, which I think is the good move, and just kind of try to get back into some sense of normalcy, at least with respect to how his leg and his hip and his knee is feeling.
What do you expect from Tiger? We haven't seen a ton of him since the restart, and what we have seen hasn't been terribly inspiring.
No, and I think it's just been one of those things where this is the new normal with Tiger Woods. It's a bigger question every time he tees it up. The question in the early 2000s was, how much is he going to win by? The question now is, well, what's going to happen? And I think that's why people are still so intrigued. He still does have a victory on the season. He won that Zozo event in Japan at the end of the year last year. So he's still 49th on the FedEx Cup standings. Looks like he's pretty good to go for next week. But he plays uninspiring golf at the PGA Championship this week in Boston. The weather's supposed to be pretty good. So I think that'll be super helpful. He's playing with Dylan Fratelli and Matt Fitzpatrick. So he's not really in one of those key big groups. They're all decided by where they are in the FedEx Cup standings. But this is a golf course that he has played well on before, and he's also only one of two guys to ever win the FedEx Cup twice. So if there's going to be a guy who kind of comes out of the woodwork and puts his head down and plays well for the next 3 weeks and then takes a bunch of time off before the U.S. Open, you can't be surprised if it's Tiger Woods. If he plays super well or if he plays super poorly, he could go either way. But I'm sure most people are hoping that he plays well and perhaps draws a bit of inspiration from his son. I don't know if you saw that, but his son, Charlie, absolutely dominated an event in Florida, a junior kids tournament with Tiger on the bag. Charlie won by, a bunch of shots, finished 3-under par for 9 holes. So nice player, that Charlie Woods. So look out for him in about 10 years.
Atta boy. That's kind of cool to see Tiger Woods caddying for his kid. I know there's been, the roller coaster off the course for him in the last 10, 15 years, but that's still a dad. That's still a cool story. Brooke Henderson is back. You have a great chat with her, and you just posted a new article to sportsnet.ca like less than an hour ago. Walk us through your chats with the winningest professional golfer in Canadian history.
Yeah, I mean, she's back. She kind of took this tentative approach to returning. She actually came back to Canada pretty much in the early part of 2020 and has been up here and at home in Smiths Falls for the duration of the summer. So kind of just playing and practicing at some local golf courses in Eastern Ontario, which is a far cry from Royal Troon, the longtime men's British Open host course that's hosting the women's British Open this week. So it will be quite the experiment. She admitted to me that, she's kind of got this equal parts nervousness plus excitement to get back. And she admitted as well that it's not going to be the easiest tournament to return to after about 6 months off. But, there was going to be a time that she was going to have to start. She was going to have to return. And just the safety protocols in place over at the Women's British, I think they've got what they're calling like a safety biohazard zone, where absolutely every single person in that zone needs to be fully tested, pass the test, et cetera, et cetera. So she gave kudos to the LPGA Tour in that regard. She's going to play next week at just a regular event in Arkansas. There's a charter plane that will take all the players from the British back over to the U.S. So a lot of safety protocols there. And then I believe another charter from Arkansas to the ANA Inspiration the week after, which is another major on the LPGA Tour schedule. So she's going major, regular event, major, and then she's going to take a little bit more time off before the end of the season. So we may not actually see her again after this stretch until the next major championship. That kind of seemed to be her approach to scheduling. But she worked really, really hard on her fitness over the last couple months, just kind of like a regular quote-unquote off-season. And now it's just going to be an interesting time to see if she can apply all of her good play and practice into a very, very different situation over at the Women's British, because Royal Troon is a pretty difficult golf course. Links-style golf, she hasn't had the best results with, and as well, it's completely, completely different than just teeing up with her dad in the courses that she grew up on. So she's excited, she's nervous, she's anxious, she's ready to go. And I mean, I don't think you can really count her out, but it's going to be quite the week for her, making her return to work, her return to action, basically, on the LPGA Tour.
You've been keeping us abreast with Taylor Pendrith, who's having a monster season on the Korn Ferry Tour, which is the feeder tour for the PGA. He's going to play in the U.S. Open a month from now. Where is he at, and how is he sharpened for his pro debut?
Yeah, I actually just talked to Taylor a couple of days ago as well. And this golf course, Korn Ferry Tours, we're almost at the end of that tour season, and this golf course this week on the Korn Ferry Tour is in Ohio, about 2 hours from where Taylor went to university, and he told me that he absolutely loves this golf course, has played it tens and tens of times, and he just feels really comfortable at it. So although he hasn't quite won yet, he had that run of T3, T3, T2, T3 again, I think, earlier this summer. He feels really good this week. So perhaps this is the week that he breaks through. But kind of on the opposite end of that spectrum is the U.S. Open. I mean, it's a big leap for him from the Corn Ferry Tour. It's going to be his first major, just his third ever PGA Tour event as a professional. So, you know, he's excited for that. He can't wait. You know, Corey Connors, his best friend and obviously fellow Canadian, is going to be in that field as well. And he can't wait to get to Wingfoot in the middle of September, but still a few events left on the Corn Ferry Tour schedule. And just a lot of excitement for him. He's battled a lot of really dumb injuries. Like he hurt his palm a few seasons ago. So he's excited to navigate through all of that and finally kind of make this leap and prove to everyone that he belongs on the PGA Tour, just like Mackenzie and Corey and all the other fellas as well.
We also chatted with Richard Zokel yesterday by chance, and his app that he started, MindTrack, apparently Taylor's an early adapter, and it's helped him almost immediately with his results after working the mental side of the sport. So that was a cool little tie-in to his great season as well. Another Canadian golf legend of decades past. Okay, thanks for the chat this week, Adam. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, man. Looking forward to it. Hopefully we talk about a Brooke Henderson trophy raise. It'll be fun.
I like that. That's a great idea. See ya.
Take care, man.